As we arrive back from the gay bar across the street, I point out to you that that was none other than Mr. Bobby Vitaretti. His website is Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, Vitaretti.com. That's spelled B-O-B-B-Y, V-I-T-E-R-I-T-T-I. If you'd like to hear the original interview, Bobby was in the show. That was in December. Just go to strictlyconfidentialradio.com and look for December the 4th, and you will see a link to the audio archive with Mr. Bobby Vittoretti. He is what we call the Generation 1 DJs who actually pioneered it. That was back in the day when people would play 45s, and pick up the needle, and then put another record on. This was an experimental part of our musical history. People were learning to mix and doing some wonderful things that nobody had ever heard before, and that all took place in 1977, this particular set, at Fort Lauderdale's Marlin Beach Hotel, which apparently was one of the most fabulous places on earth, as we learned. I have to tell you, what a wonderful guest we had earlier. That I'm looking forward to getting that audio archive up tomorrow. What a delightful young man, very, very positive and confident, and he was a delightful guest. He certainly was. We're moving into the final minutes of the show. I want to tell you before, oftentimes I run up to the very end of the show and then have to run out of the room screaming, so I want to point out now while there's still time to tell you that tomorrow evening, the Head On Radio Network has live programming. When the other so-called progressive networks are running reruns, we are indeed live. Please join us tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. for Matt Sowards. His news report is quite wonderful. Matt's been doing this for a good while. He's a young man, and he has a great point of view. You'll enjoy it. That's followed at 9 p.m. by our very own Billy Shears. Billy Shears' Night Sound starts at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on the Head On Radio Network and runs till midnight. Billy Shears' music is quite difficult to explain to you because it's so eclectic. You will never know what the next track is going to be with Billy Shears. He has amazing musical commentary and insight into the music, and you'll hear and learn things about the musicians that you'll never know. In fact, I was thinking about Billy the other day. I think it was Thursday or Friday. It happened to be in the car. I was riding on listening to NPR, and the program called Fresh Air came on. And the person they were interviewing on Fresh Air, she was a photographer, and she was a photographer to the Beatles. And I had meant to tell Billy Shears about that, and I suppose I'm doing it now. He's in the chat room. Billy, if you'd like to hear that interview, not on Head On, but on NPR, it took place on Fresh Air, which I think it was Thursday. Yes, I'm fairly sure it was Thursday. I'm sure the archive is there at NPR. And, oh yes, followed by Billy Shears. Billy Shears show ends at midnight, and that will bring you up to Rick Goodner, who will be on at midnight tomorrow evening on Strictly Confidential at 12 midnight for Rick's Place. Rick is the horn shrink, and he has an amazing perspective of what's going on and why it's going on. I think you will enjoy that show, and the horn so desperately needs a shrink that is, hey, we have to deal with so much. We have to tell you so many things that are disturbing that oftentimes by the time the end of the day rolls around, we're quite in need of a shrink. I need to tell you also that this is John's night off. In fact, in John's neck of the woods, which is Australia, it is already Saturday. So indeed, John takes Saturdays and Sundays off, which we highly encourage. So because of the time shift, John is not live with us. And so there will be no horn section this evening. Bob and I will take the evening off too. So there will be no horn section following Strictly Confidential at 11 p.m. There will be a replayed horn section, and then at midnight, John Fox's show, All Foxed Up, will run, and it will be a repeat also, so I need to let you know that. One of our chat room folks that goes by the name of Mr. Lottie sent me a very, very interesting article late this afternoon. I thought it was divine justice. It was just wonderful. Thank you for sending it, Lottie. If you recall, we've been talking about the Reverend Ken Hutchison on several shows here lately. Of course, Ken is the prominent, and he's a legend in his own mind, actually, a prominent opponent of gay rights in Washington State. He is also the fellow who's hooked up with Watchmen on the Walls, which is hooked up with Sacramento, which is hooked up with Latvia, and it's a huge anti-gay movement. That is the only focus of the church. Hutchison came up with the idea of having everyone in the country, at least the fundamentalists, buy 3 shares of Microsoft stock and donate 1 of those shares to his church or to him personally actually it says to him, not to his church, so that he can raise funds to fight Microsoft's positive gay rights issues within the organization, the various benefits and what have you that the employees enjoy at Microsoft. Of course, this would cost people across the country about $104 a piece. And what a scheme. Can you think of a better scam than having thousands and thousands of people send you one share of Microsoft? It's just amazing. I'm astounded by that level of deceit. You got to hand it to the guy. He's been talking to the devil. So anyway, he appeared at a high school yesterday. It was an assembly at Mount Si High School, S-I, and I believe that's the full spelling. I believe it's Mount Si. It's an odd name for a high school. In any case, it was set up by his daughter, actually set it up, and it's it was part of it was intended that he go there and honor Dr. Martin Luther King, and his daughter arranged it. She is a senior at the high school, and so he spoke about his experiences as a black man and began to get into his normal spiel. However, this time he didn't quite get away with it. He was booed very loudly and very longly by the Gay Straight Alliance at that high school. We know about Gay Straight Alliances. We've had both a student from Denver and the representative of one of the organizations that gets together these Gay Straight Alliances on the program in the past. The Gay Straight Alliances was asking him very pointed questions about his stance on LGBT folks. In fact, a school teacher even joined in and began asking questions during the period of time that Hutchison was supposed to speak. Hutchison said they made him feel embarrassed. Boy, payback's a bitch, isn't it, Hutchison? He was interviewed later in the afternoon by another organization about what happened at the high school, and he told them that he couldn't remember the exact question that was posed to him by the science or the Mount Si teacher, but it was shouted from the bleachers from the back of the school and the gym, and it was along the lines of challenging him for claiming to admire Dr. King, but simultaneously being dismissive of the fight for equal rights for gays and lesbians in school. She said, Hutchison said, I think her deal was that I don't believe in equal rights for everybody. Yes, Mr. Hutchison, I think that probably was what her deal was. A school could not be reached for comment. He called the confrontation in the assembly inappropriate. He said, I was embarrassed for my daughter because she was the one who planned the assembly. Well, let this be a lesson to you, daughter. Perhaps you shouldn't be bringing your bigot father in front of a high school to preach his bigot hate. You know, get a clue. It's not hard to find one, my dear. I have no sympathy for you whatsoever. Hutchison said in the interview also that followed the high school incident, it was an assembly for kids for Martin Luther King who pushed strongly for equality for skin color only. He was asked in the interview whether what the problem was, that there seemed to be a disconnect between the message of Martin Luther King, who's, by the way, the article points out, Dr. King's close advisor was Bayard Rustin, who was, in fact, gay, and that Dr. King led his own efforts to fight it for equal rights for gays and lesbians. So Hutchison was extremely upset with that, and he said, I guarantee you, my brother, you can say whatever you want to about Martin Luther King, but he was not fighting for people's rights in the bedroom. Do not go down that road with me. If you go down that road with me, you're going to get a fight. At that point, of course, he ended the interview, which is quite typical, wouldn't you say? He said he expressed an idea regarding the confrontation. He says, I take all that, I take it all the time, meaning the confrontation. I take it. It's part of my stand. That's what I take. He said, but when it starts affecting the kids that planned it, and affect my daughter, I think something should be done. I don't think it was respectful of the kids. Well, yes, when it affects your daughter, sir, perhaps you ought to rethink your bigoted position. He also opposed the school's upcoming... I'm just checking the time. Didn't want to miss that. But in any case, he was checking the school's upcoming events. And I'm going to close this out fairly quickly because, indeed, I always do run up to the very last minute. He said, I grew up in the South and I wasn't even a person. I was always three-fifths of a person, which, of course, is referring to the three-fifths compromise, which was repealed in 1865. So, in fact, sir, all your life you have been a whole person. It is more like I, sir, an LGBT individual who is three-fifths. Get a clue. So, in closing, I would like to say thank you all for being here. Looking forward to talking to you again next week. And here's Cynthia Manley reminding you, too.
Musician. The best music happens when the sheet music gets put aside and the gang just sits down and jams. Same thing here on The Horn. America's best liberal talk hosts free-forming together for an hour a night. Welcome to The Horn Section. Right here on the Head On Radio Network, America's liberal voice. Now let's crank up the jam. Here's Bob Kincaid.
All righty. About a minute past 11 here on the East Coast, at least for the live version. This is the Horn Section. Joining me from Sydney, Australia, on Open.